This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then other reports tell us, Ibn Maryam. Actually, in some reports, the word Isa is not even there. It says Ibn Maryam. Okay, amazingly, Ibn Maryam can only mean one thing. In the entire history of Islam, in the entire literature of Islam, in the entirety of the Quran and the Hadith literature, Ibn Maryam means only one thing.
This is wrong.
Wait. This is completely wrong. Ibn Maryam, as far as we know, means the son of Mary.
No, that's not true. Gave you references last time as well. You're historians from the very beginning, except
You tried unsuccessfully to play a game that didn't work.
You won't any game. Wait, I give you Quran and
Ibn Umar, you have to make these lame excuses and lame arguments because you are trying to make Mirza Ibn Maryam. That's the problem. The problem is you're saying you're trying to make Mirza.
You spoke for so long. You said you'll let me finish. Now you don't cut me off either because I listen too carefully.
First of all, you admitted that Mirza and Isa Ibn Maryam are two distinct personalities.
Of course they are.
You have conceded that.
Okay.
Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, born of Chirag Bibi, and Ghulam Murtaza, is a separate...
His ma has an Isa alayhi salam of Bani Israel. No.
Wait. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the son of Chirag Bibi, and Ghulam Murtaza, is not...
Ghulam Murtaza,
His father's name was Ghulam Murtaza, right? He is not the son of
Maryam
alayhi salam. Because Ibn Maryam, Isa Ibn Maryam, we don't need to say about Isa. We know who Maryam was.
Okay, wait.
Don't play that game because I know why you're saying Banu Israel. Okay? Isa Ibn Maryam, historic Isa Ibn Maryam, and historic Mirza Ghulam Qadiani are two distinct personalities. The Hadith literature tells us about the latter. Oh, let's say Isa Ibn Maryam. So when you say that you follow the Hadith and we don't follow the Hadith, okay, our fault is this much, that we take the Hadith literature
too
very seriously.
Let me finish.
You reject the Hadith and its wording and its meaning because you want to make Mirza Isa Ibn Maryam.
You have already conceded
that these are two distinct personalities. Hadith repeatedly, on the day of judgment, in Muhammad Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to us and he says to us, why did you not believe in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani? You Satans, you Kuffar, you disbelievers, why did you not believe in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani when I told you to believe in him? Yeah? I told you Isa ibn Maryam is coming. I told you he's coming. But Ya Rasulullah, his name was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Wait. His name was... No. Isa ibn Maryam, I told you he's coming. But Ya Rasulullah, we were waiting for Isa ibn Maryam. That Isa ibn Maryam was mentioned in the Quran. But Mirza is not the same person. But I told you to believe in him. Wait. I'm just playing this let me finish. Yeah, I told you to believe in him. No, Ya Rasulullah, you told us Isa ibn Maryam. Did you say Isa ibn Maryam? Yes, I told you, but I meant Mirza.
Okay, wait, I'm finishing.
But I meant Mirza. But Ya Rasulullah, you never said Mirza or a man from India or the son of Chirag Bibi or someone from Mongol descent or someone born in Qadian or someone who will write 80 books. Allegedly. Okay.
Yeah, because someone else wrote them because they're so amazing. Now,
okay.
Let me answer.
Okay. So,
do you want to speak?
Wait, I'm finishing.
Right?
Tell me what case. I will tell you.
Okay. This is really.
What case does the Prophet have against us?
Now I will tell you what the case of the Sunnah.
Be very quick. Like I was quick.
You were 5 minutes.
No, I'm just five, six minutes. Okay, let me finish
and do not cut off either. Okay?
2 minutes. Let's go. Time.
No. After this, 10 more time. You mentioned a case that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, why did you not accept Hazrat Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will certainly say that to you. You know what your answer will be? Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you said Ibn Marim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Adnan, you didn't read the Quran? It's so explicit in the Quran that the Christians went astray after the death of Isa alayhi wa sallam. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, I told you that the word faith in him means death. And I said, I will say like Isa alayhi wa sallam said, that as long as I'm among my ummah, they worship only Allah. After her death, they went astray. Oh, Adnan, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. I told you in the Quran that وَإِذْ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, that my قوم threw the Quran behind his back. Oh Adnan, the Quran was so explicit. The Isa alayhi salam said, oh Adnan, you know that prophecies are made like this with ikhfa'i element of hidden in them. And in the same ahadith that you are using, oh Adnan, I told you he would be imamukum minkum. I did not say he would be Rasul min Bani Salam. Let me just finish.
I'm ready to accept that your religion is kufr.
I'm not finished yet. So the case Nabi Sissam has against you is Adnan, that you threw the Quran behind your back. Quran says Isa alayhi salam. Let me finish. Isa alayhi salam is dead. He's never coming back. Nabi Sissam in Bukhari said Isa alayhi salam is dead. And the prophecies you misquote, they also say, Yaksiru Sarib, Yaktiru Khanzir. Oh Adnan, you knew the signs are metaphorical. You know I said, he will be your imam from you.
You're repeating yourself.
And went against the Quran.
By repeating your points, you're not going to make them stronger.
You repeated your point too. Names are never now, like that.
I can dismantle all of this. This. Whatever it was.
Prophecies are always made like this. Prophecies always have an element which can put people to trial. This is how ilm al-ghayb is. Did the Jewish prophets, did they say a man will come whose name is Muhammad Sassam, whose mother
he's
will
opening,
be
he's opening
finish,
too many points
finish,
too many
prophets
name
will be Amr,
prophecies
father
complete,
will be
complete.
Abdullah,
no, I'm not gonna,
he will have 10,000 Sahaba.
No, you're not stopping.
You seem
no, you
pleased
have to be,
the Jews
you have to be under control. You have to control yourself.
The Jews will say to Muslim,
you have to control
Muslim,
yourself.
But you didn't control yourself.
Okay, but now do you get his point?
The Jews will say
I
to
got
Musa
his point
Islam,
but there was no
before he opened his mouth. I got his point because I knew he was going to say this.
You didn't tell us his mother. You didn't tell us his father.
Deliberately doing
so
this.
They're going to reject
my, I will ask him one question again. I will ask him one question again. Okay? And he will not be able to. He will repeat all of this. I'm warning everyone beforehand.
Just
I'm
going
to ask him the same question and he's going to repeat it. Is Isa ibn Maryam and Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, are these two individuals the same person?
Of course not.
Good.
This
they're
is
not.
A new
they're not. They're not.
Aqeedah is based on this.
See, the problem is Razi has a habit of keep going. This is what happened in the last conversation.
I learned it from you.
No,
you
I'm.
You can go. You are not my finish.
This has to be a conversation.
Yes.
They are both not the same person. Hadith literature mentions one of them.
No, it mentions both because they're
no,
different.
No. Don't play games.
They're different.
No. Don't.
Different.
No. Don't play games. Hadith literature. With tawatur, with continuous reporting. These are two distinct persons, we have already clarified. Okay, Hadith literature mentions one of them.
No,
by
Hadith
name.
Mentions both.
Okay, no. Hadith literature mentions one of them by name.
Hadith mentions both of them. The Messiah
now,
to come
look,
is
see,
Imam.
I want everyone, the Ahmadis
the
and non-Ahmadis to watch
come,
this.
Nabi
this is the,
did,
the
says,
all of that diatribe,
Nabi
all of that verbal diatribe, claiming things and throwing
people.
Shrapnels everywhere, this all boils down to one little simple point.
That you reject Quran.
No.
That's
no.
literally
no,
the whole
it doesn't.
Point
it doesn't. Your complete spin on the Quran. Your misrepresentation of the Quran, your misinterpretation of the Quran.
I gave you Nabi Sissam's tafsir and you're saying I'm spinning and that's
Let me ask you this question
again.
Does
Bukhari say
what
I said?
You're doing this because you know you're trapped.
No, I'm
okay,
I'm alhamdulillah, I've never been.
Let's see. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the son of Chirag Bibi and Ghulam Murtaza and Isa ibn Maryam are two
different.
No. I'm going to word my questions as I like. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the son of Chirag Bibi and Ghulam Murtaza, and Isa ibn Maryam are two distinct personalities. Physically, yes?
Yeah.
Biologically, two distinct.
Of course, Isa al-Assam is dead.
Yeah, my question. Yeah, very simple question. Yes?
Yeah, they're different.
Razi agrees. These are two distinct. Okay, wait. This is why my question is very relevant. Now, leading up to the next question. Now that we have clarified that these two are distinct personalities, biologically, physically, they are two distinct persons, not the same people. One of them is mentioned by name in the hadith literature with tawatur. With I have to add this, with tawatur. Tawatur means these reports cannot be doubted. Not even 1%.
Now.
Which one is that?
So the ahadith literature.
No.
Let me answer.
Make it short.
The ahadith literature. Look, I didn't make you answer.
Guys, is it clear to everyone here that these are two distinct persons?
Yes.
I'm asking a very simple question. Do you agree? Which one is mentioned by name? Two distinct people. Which one is mentioned by name?
Nabi has a hadith that he saw Isa in Miraj. That's Isa.
You're not answering
my
question.
Answer,
you're not
let
answering
me
my
answer.
Question. No. You can expand.
Okay,
you can explain.
You can say I'm not answering. So Nabi Sisa mentions Isa Bani Sa'id, and then he
if
says
you
the
don't
Messiah
give,
to come.
You don't give
Imam
me an answer to my question.
It's two different
all the
people.
Ahmadis are watching.
I know they are. And so are the Sunnis who are ready to
do
bayah. I will put it up.
I hope you put this up.
So we will. We will.
Accepting Ahmadiyya because of our debate, just so you know. So my point is,
if people are accepting Ahmadism after these
because
debates,
of your amazing performance, this is why Yashay said you weren't prepared, and he will say it again this time.
You think he was my shaykh now?
Elder, he's your elder.
No,
he's not your spiritual shaykh, but he is your shaykh in age.
You said my shaykh.
Yeah. He was on Dawah, okay. Shaykh ibn Hazm.
Okay. No, you said my shaykh.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Your elder.
No.
He's not your elder?
No.
Is he a scholar?
So now my means to you in your language, in your theology, something
how
else.
How should I address
everything
you?
In Ahmadi religion is metaphorical.
It
means something else.
So
the reality doesn't matter.
Okay,
we can say what we want and make whatever meanings we want of words because it suits us.
Okay,
so my now, Razi to Razi, now my means something else.
Okay, the ignorant elder,
something
who
else.
Don't believe
he claimed is my sheikh. What do you understand by that statement? I'm asking you.
He's
you're an Ahmadi. When he
shaykh.
Says my sheikh,
so why do you call him sheikh?
Wait,
do you call him sheikh?
When he says my sheikh, what do you understand?
He's one of your sheikhs.
And what does that mean?
That
my teacher.
Not
one of my teachers. I have affinity.
He's not sheikh. And you work with him. He's on
Dawah.
Just like that, he said, Adnan Rashid said, Shah Waliullah receives revelation. You said it? No.
I corrected in that same stream, then you kicked me out and called me Dajjal, okay?
And I was perfectly justified
so
in doing that. Because
question.
I was in Medina.
You didn't answer my
I was
question.
In Medina and he claims with audacity online, live, that Adnan Rashid said Shah Waliullah receives revelation.
Messages from the unseen.
Wahi, you use the word Wahi.
And then I correct it to Ilham.
Okay,
because we say Wali Ilham is the same. You guys don't believe that. That's why you use the word because
Razi,
we believe it's the
did
same.
You use the word Wahi?
Because for us, Wahi Ilham is the same.
Did he get Ilham? Okay, wait.
Did he get Ilham?
Ilham, even
you're
I get Ilham. Even Iqbal, Muhammad Iqbal, the poet, got Ilham.
Are you getting Ilham right now as well?
Maybe Allah is sending
him.
Because you're
able
to answer these
questions. If you had Ilham, you'd be able to answer. So, let me answer the question.
Why is it so difficult?
He's mentioned both messiahs.
Are you married?
Alhamdulillah.
Man, I feel sorry for my Babi, you know that.
Okay.
I feel sorry
and
for
I
her.
And I feel the same. For I feel bad for my Babi as well that you have
man,
to have
they,
a belief
they are, they
that Isa al-Assam is alive in disguise and will come back physically even though Quran says he's dead. My point is, Anami, you said which Messiah is mentioned in the Ahadith. The Messiah mentioned in the Ahadith, Nabi Sism saw Isa and Miraj with the dead prophet. So he's mentioned, but when the Messiah to come is mentioned, he always said Nazala and
I'm
Imam
not gonna let you do this.
Different
you know me. I'm not gonna let you move.
You don't
forward.
Have to. The
no, no,
arguments
no.
are clear.
Okay, now.
How long
I'm gonna
do you
ask
want
I'm gonna
to
ask
go,
my
way?
Question
how
again.
How long do you wanna go? Can
no, I'm gonna be
to
short.
To
I'm gonna be 30
you
seconds.
Switch back
no, 30 seconds. You have already conceded Mirza Ghulam al-Qadiani, the son of Chirag Bibi and Murtaza, Ghulam Murtaza. And Isa ibn Maryam are two distinct personalities. Biologically, physically, two distinct personalities. Only one of them is mentioned
by. No, I said both.
Okay, wait. Okay.
I said both. Okay.
Only one of them is mentioned by name. Only one of them mentioned by name. Which one is that?
I'm actually leading up to an argument.
I
get what you're saying. Who is mentioned with his name of birth?
No.
So what's your question?
My question is, again, I'm going to repeat it so that everyone, those people who are watching this and are getting frustrated online, please, I do apologize. I'm so sorry. I'm not being difficult. It's this man, this person. As much as I like him, I always like to see him. Okay, but you know, this is a very difficult exercise. I mean, we started fine, but it's turned into okay. Two distinct personalities. He's acknowledging these are two distinct personalities, biologically, physically.
Yeah.
Two different individuals. Yeah. Okay. Only one of them is mentioned by name in Mutawatir Hadith literature. Yeah. Who is that?
Mentioned by name from birth?
Okay, I'm going to repeat. I'm going to keep repeating this. Even if I have to do it 50 times. Wait. I'm going to get my answer, but it's going to be a painful exercise.
Both are called Ibn Maryam.
I'm going to repeat. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the son of Chirar Bibi, the son of Ghulam Murtaza, and Isa Ibn Maryam are two different distinct personalities. Razi has already conceded that because he can't do anything else. He has to concede because Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was born of Chirag Bibi and Ghulam Murtaza. He had biological parents. And then Isa ibn Maryam had a biological mother called Mary, Maryam. Yeah, that's why these are two distinct personalities, different individuals. Only one of them is mentioned by name, in the hadith literature, mutawatir hadith literature. Who is that?
Okay. So the ahadith now.
Why I'm doing this? Because when I mentioned earlier that on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not have a case against.
So let him explain.
I'm not asking for an explanation. I'm asking for a direct answer.
He said he
to
can give
question.
An answer and then explain. Yes. He starts with the explanation.
Only one of them. Why am I making this point? Because on the day of judgment, Rasulullah can only use something against us when he has clearly explained it. Exactly. Correct?
Yes.
When he has clearly stated it. Okay? This is the point I'm discussing.
Okay.
Stop this.
The Jews will see the same
prophecy.
Thing as
I'm not opening another
prophets.
Topic with you until we are done with this one.
We're on this topic.
Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the son of Chirag Bibi and Ghulam Murtaza, and Isa ibn Maryam are two distinct and separate personalities.
Yes.
Only one of them is mentioned in the hadith literature by name. Which one is that?
Okay. So now can I answer?
Just give me the name.
So the
prophet, no. Name.
The name.
Which one?
Maryam, Allah gave
okay.
His
okay. Okay.
Messiah
now we got the answer right.
As well.
Congratulations.
Isa Maryam is the
congratulations.
That Allah gave the Messiah to come. Well, now let me speak.
Now that Razi has conceded that it is Isa ibn Maryam mentioned by name in hadith literature and Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is not to be found anywhere in the
by name.
I am claiming by name, by description, by insinuation, by reference, by inference, by any means, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani does not exist in the hadith literature. By any means. Okay. However, the other person, Isa ibn Maryam, is mentioned by name. The Prophet is expecting us. He's expecting us to receive one of them who he has mentioned by name because they are both distinct personalities. It is it cannot make any rational sense for us to expect another person with another name he mentions one of them by name. So for us to expect someone else instead of the person he mentioned, because they're both distinct personalities, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, he doesn't have a case against us on the day of judgment if the Ahmadis are right.
Give him 3 minutes to explain this.
No, what 3 minutes?
You took like 10.
Because you made it that long.
Okay, just listen. Hear me out. You know, there's a book of the Jews. They see the same thing. And Maududi says the same thing in his book.
Answer my question.
I will. I didn't say that to you when I asked you so many questions you couldn't answer. I'm answering your question.
Okay? Everyone's watching.
The Jews on the Day of Judgment, they could say to Musa alayhi salam, just like you said that, oh Musa, you said they'll be from thy brethren. We thought you meant from the Israelites. When Nabi says him told you explicitly in Sahih al-Bukhari, mutawatir, this hadith is literally
every
book of our hadith, that after me and after Isa alayhi, after we both died, then the ummahs went astray. Nabi says explicitly
irrelevant.
Told you that Isa alayhi is dead.
Completely
dead.
Irrelevant
Once
to my point.
Dead, he's not
I made a very specific point, right?
Let me finish.
Because, I made a specific
because
point.
Because we have Qara'in from the Quran.
I gave a very specific reference that
died and he's not coming back. These prophecies, either you reject the Quran or you see
what he's saying. I'm already aware of this.
You're trying to do it metaphorically.
He's going around the world. He's going around the world, and my point was very direct.
Look how much times you had to cut me off in my chair. You said Nabi says it needs something explicit. I gave you the Quranic explicit ayah.
No.
Now let me finish. You have to keep cutting off now because you know there's
no response. I'm going to ask again. What case does the Prophet of Allah have against us, the non-Ahmadis, if he is the one who told us to expect Isa ibn Maryam? Let me finish my question.
Yeah.
You're claiming that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam meant Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani when he was mentioning Isa ibn Maryam. Three words. Ibn Maryam. Three words. Isa ibn Maryam. He could have simply said Mirza, Ghulam, Ahmad. Wait. This is a name. This means a lot. The Prophet, without playing these games, like when we go to Christian and we say that, give us evidence that Jesus claimed divinity. They bring us Father I are one. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word became God. Then they bring I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Okay? They bring all these shenanigans to us. Shenanigans. And there is an entire religion standing on this notion. There are 2 billion people in the world who believe in this, that Jesus is God. We tell them, bring us direct categorical evidence where Jesus said, I am God. They bring us, I am. They bring us before.
Wait. This is your confusion. Prophecies are always
meaningless. Please, let me finish.
Why didn't the Jewish prophet say a man will come, his name is Muhammad, mother will be Amna, father will be
Let me finish my point.
Jews rejected Isa alayhi salam.
No, that's not the point.
Jews rejected. Why did Jews reject Isa alayhi salam?
That's not the point.
Our book says Elijah is coming.
The Prophet used words to describe a person. First of all, do we all agree that there is someone coming back? Yeah, there is someone coming back.
He's already come.
Yeah.
And now coming back, they said, but what did the Jews say to Isa? They said, you said, the biblical book says Elijah is coming.
I'm going to ask again.
Yahya king. He's called Elijah. It's a biological
name. With the Christians.
So why didn't the Christians then follow Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani? Because
Let me be brief and short again, once again, very quickly. Christians claim divinity for Jesus. We ask them for evidence.
No.
You're claiming a belief. You're coming.
Tell me a prophecy of a Nabi which is made with the name and parents.
If you're not going to let me talk.
But please, on the topic.
This is the topic.
Give me prophecies.
I am Christian. Christians believe in the divinity of Jesus
Christ.
It's
not a prophecy.
We ask them for the evidence. They bring us all these shenanigans.
It's not a prophecy.
Okay? Then we say to them, this is not direct evidence. Okay? If you want our salvation to be hinged upon this idea, it has to be explicitly stated. Otherwise, God has no case against us on the Day of Judgment. If God is a Trinity, then He has made a very poor case. If Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani is Isa ibn Maryam,
he's made a really okay, shanky
which
he's
not, which he is not.
It's a prophecy.
Why
you're
would the Prophet
prophecies.
Of Allah? Why
you're
would
not
the
giving me prophecies?
Why would the
apples
okay.
and oranges, bro?
Okay. Okay.
You don't understand the point. Prophecies are I have a video of you and I have a video of you where you're debating that guy who said David wasn't a prophet. Do you remember what you told them?
Yeah.
You told them the prophecies are meant to be interpreted.
Yes.
They're never explicit. When it comes to Hazrat Ahmed al-Hassan, you take a U-turn and you say, no, I want his name, his father's name, his mother's
no,
name.
Let
such
me,
a prophecy
let,
wasn't even made about Rasulullah.
Now let me respond to
so
it.
So this is why
now,
you will have a case yeah. against it.
Prophecies have indicators that have to be explicit for us to build a case upon them, correct?
Some aspects are explicit.
Some,
yeah.
At least something.
Some stuff are
okay.
explicit, but
otherwise,
not enough.
Otherwise,
for
it's
you.
Not a prophecy.
It's not enough for
okay.
you to accept the coming prophet.
Prophecy, whenever, prophecy, first of all.
We're speaking about prophecies of a prophet.
Wait. Prophecies are news. Yes?
The ones of a of someone coming. Do you understand my question?
Prophecies are news or not?
Yes, but we're speaking
prophecies
about
are news or not?
Coming,
okay. Prophecies are news
yes,
or not?
Of someone coming.
Yeah. Any prophecies?
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, okay.
Those can
it's
be
news.
Explicit.
Okay. When you give news, does it have? Does it? Is it necessary for us to have indicators, parameters to go by to
some
decide?
Yes,
to decide.
Course,
to decipher.
Yeah. Yeah.
To decipher. Okay.
But it's never 100% explicit.
Okay. Okay.
You agree?
100%. But at least 50% or 30% is there for
Allah
us to
Allah hasn't
build.
Given a number, I can't say.
Okay, but something
there
has
are
to
hints,
something,
yeah.
Yeah, hints
there
have
are,
to be there.
There are signs,
good.
Yeah.
Hints have to be there. Now I want you to give me hints of Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani in any of the hadiths of the Prophet that there will be a man from the Indian subcontinent in the 19th century.
Time
with,
is it
with,
mentioned,
no, no,
brother,
no, no,
in
no,
the prophecies?
No, no, no. Let me finish my question. Let me finish my question.
After the time of the Prophet.
Yeah, after the time of the Prophet. You have to give me. You have to give me a prophecy, any prophecy.
A prophecy.
We have already dealt with Isa alayhi salam in his case.
Yeah.
Clearly, Mirza is not Isa alayhi salam, and the Prophet mentioned Isa alayhi salam that Isa is coming back. Mirza is
not
I mean, wait.
He's descending
okay.
as an imam from
okay, well, the Prophet told us, as we understand the hadith literature, that he will come and do X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
We have, he will lift the jizya, he will break the cross, he will kill...
Cross?
Wait, no.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Okay.
He will break the cross and he will kill swine.
Yes.
And he will kill Dajjal as well.
Yes.
Okay? These are all duties, responsibilities he will fulfill. Who? Isa ibn Maryam.
Yes.
Isa ibn Maryam, he gave us the name. So it is a prophecy, but with very clear indicators. Very, very explicit, clear indicators. Who are you waiting for? What are you expecting? And this person has already come. Okay? In whose hand, in whose hands my life is in what are the words? In
whose life my I swear by Allah, in whose life whose
is
my
life, my soul is,
yeah.
right? The Prophet swears by Allah that Isa ibn Maryam will come back.
Can you read the whole hadith? Because you're being, I don't know if you're doing this on purpose.
This is Bukhari,
okay.
I posted it on Twitter today.
The hadith says, Kaifa antum, who is antum?
No, this is Bukhari, I'm quoting
from
Bukhari.
I'm Bukhari as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Wait. Before we get to that. Before we get to that, I'm trying to establish you, the Ahmadi Jamaat, the Qadianis, are claiming that Isa ibn Maryam in the Hadith literature is actually Mirza, and then they have a different interpretation of the responsibilities and the characters.
Exactly.
Okay. We are saying, it cannot possibly be Mirza. Because Mirza is a distinct personality to Isa ibn Maryam. And the Prophet uses the name of Isa ibn Maryam. If the Prophet meant Mirza, he could not have used the name of a distinct person. He could not have used his name to describe someone else who is biologically and ethnically, geographically, chronologically, is a different person by all characteristics.
Why
is
it, the wait. You've been speaking for so long, let me answer this.
Yeah.
You made
your point. So the point is, the Prophet ﷺ cannot expect the Muslim Ummah to expect someone he has not described.
He did describe him. Now let me explain why. The Prophet
Mirza
did all of these things. But firstly,
Mirza is not Isa ibn Maryam.
Listen,
not Isa ibn Maryam.
Firstly, the Prophet in the same ahadith told you when the Messiah will come.
Is he Isa ibn Maryam?
Can I answer it in the way I want to, right?
Listen, let's talk about something else.
Let me finish
you
this.
You have some questions.
I have some questions, but let me finish this trend first. Okay? Yeah. All the prophecies of the latter-day Messiah, they say, Kaifa Antum. The Antum, the Sahaba.
Is Mirza Isa ibn Maryam?
Yes, he is. The one in the Ahadith.
You just said there are two distinct personalities.
But Bani Israel.
No,
yes,
it doesn't say Bani Israel.
It does.
Okay.
Hadith
doesn't say Bani Israel.
Quran says he says die.
Ibn Maryam is Bani Israel.
Are the Christians astray today?
Are
the Christians astray today? Quran says they went to Shri Afghi Salah.
That's irrelevant to my point. I'm making a different point. I'm saying,
this is why we
believe in someone else. I'm saying Mirza is not Isa.
Is Yahya Elijah?
Mirza is not
Isa.
Mirza is not Isa.
I agree, he's not Isa.
Okay. Prophet said Isa is coming back. Prophet said Isa is coming.
Isa is coming.
Okay. Prophet said Isa is coming.
Why did you say coming back?
Prophet said Isa is coming.
He's descending.
I leave the back.
Yeah.
Prophet, the Prophet said Isa is coming.
As your imam
coming.
As your imam coming.
I leave descending as well.
As your imam from among you.
No, doesn't matter.
It matters because that shows it's not the same.
You're not understanding.
This is what you do. You take
Muhammad, try to understand his
point. I got his point very clearly.
You're missing half the hadith.
The same hadith says.
I'm not missing it. I'll tell you why I'm not missing it. Because I am.
You take one word from the hadith, you ignore the other half, so you can never accept the truth like this.
Because I'm saying, because the name seals the matter.
It doesn't, because Nabi says he will be your imam.
Why would Rasulullah deliberately misguide?
Because he was to resemble. No, he's not deliberately misguiding. You rejected the Quran, which is
that's
why
what that's what we ask the Christians. Why would Jesus deliberately play these games and not tell us I'm God?
Did Moses deliberately misguide the Jews?
No, he didn't.
In Deuteronomy 18:18?
What did he say?
Why did he say your prophet will be Muhammad, whose name will be Amna, whose mother will be Amna, father will be Abdullah?
How do we know he didn't say that?
So the Deuteronomy prophecy isn't preserved?
No, not fully.
But the Quran says in chapter 7, verse 157, that these ayat
indicators. The Quran tells us it's corrupted.
Okay, so are you saying
the scriptures are corrupted, but there are still remnants of truth?
So are you saying originally Musa made the prophecy by saying Muhammad will come? Let me ask you. Okay, so Muhammad, mother Amna, father Abdullah, 10,000 Sama, 4 Khulafa Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, and Ali radiallahu anhu. You believe the prophecy was made like that?
No.
Is it possible?
Doesn't have to be that.
So then why do you have this criteria?
The prophet.
That why did it Nabi says say man named this will come, his mother will
me,
be this, father will
let
be
me
this,
give you an example.
You will have this many sahaba. You have
are you in 30 seconds.
My point is prophecies are never made like this. Nabi says a product of the dream because he was to resemble Isa ibn Maryam of the past, who has already died according to the Quran in no return. So you have to accept it someone else. And 10 seconds. The same hadith says the sign of the Messiah, Sahih Muslim, لَتَتْرُكَنَّ الْكِلَاسُ وَلَا يُسْعَى عَلَيْهَا. That when you see the she camels abandoned, the young camels abandoned, that's the time of the Messiah. Has that time come or no?
We don't know.
Look behind you.
What?
There's a surprise.
there's an abandoned she camel?
Yeah.
Just check.
Yeah,
there's no scars?
Yeah. She camels have been abandoned. But there are she camels being still being used. They are like $1 million each. I saw people riding camels. They're riding camels to this day. In the Sahara Desert, people are still using the camels. So there you go. Done. Okay, that's look behind you. Look, there's a surprise. Santa Claus.
Okay,
listen.
Your scholar Ibn Uthaymeen agrees.
I will forget my point.
Ibn Uthaymeen says,
I want to make a point.
And you're wrong.
Prophecies. When you make a point about prophecies, you're not helping yourself at all. Isaiah 42 in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay. As corrupted as the Bible is, and no Jewish and Christian scholar on the planet will argue against this. Only Qadianis are persistent that the Bible is preserved, because Mirza.
We've never claimed that.
No. You know, Mirza used the Bible. Mirza,
only when
you
it's
used
in
the Bible.
Quran. Only when it's
No. Where's Joseph the carpenter in the Quran?
Just because he's not there doesn't mean it's contradicting the Quran.
No, because he's not there.
You're saying it aligns with the Quran.
Where does it say Isa Lassam is alive in the skies of the Quran? You took it from the Bible. Then he went up, sits next to Allah. Where is it in the Quran? Give me an ayah where it says Isa Lassam is alive in the Quran.
Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42 has a prophecy about a messenger of God coming in the future. It gives us specific.
Yes.
It gives us specific indicators. For example, he will bring a new law. Okay.
Fiery law.
No.
That's
Deuteronomy.
Can you give me a verse? I want to have the verse Isaiah 42. I can't recall the exact words.
Isaiah 42.
What are the words? Do you remember? Let's open.
Islands will wait for his law. Island shall wait for his law.
So are there people in Cambridge?
Let me finish my list. Okay. It's a prophecy.
Bible Gateway.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi.
If you go to Bible.
And what grounds do we have to claim that? Okay. Don't be distracted. Let me give my list and then you can check if it's there.
I'll open it after.
I have debated for the last 20 years.
We probably agree on these things, though.
No, we don't agree on this. I'll tell you why. Because a prophecy is not a prophecy if it's misguiding. If it misguides, it's not prophecy. If it deliberately misguides, it's not a prophecy, it's a lie. Okay, wait. No. I'll tell you what a prophecy looks like. There will be a chosen one of God, very vague, general. It can be labeled on anyone. Anyone can be labeled chosen one of God. Okay? But then this chosen one of God has some characteristics that cannot fit everyone else, or anyone else for that matter. He will bring a new law after the Torah of Moses. He will come as a light for the Gentiles particularly. He will take people out of the dungeons, take them to light. All of this can be vague. He will put idol worshippers to shame. Christians claim for Jesus, that this is Jesus. Then it gets narrower. The description gets narrower and narrower to take us to the exact point or to the exact person, so that there is no room left for any wiggling. Okay? Then it says this person in verse number 11, now that you have it, I will read it from here. Let the wilderness and its towns raise their voices. Vague. Wilderness, which wilderness? There are so many wildernesses in the world. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice.
Kedar.
Allahu Akbar.
Saudi Arabia.
Very specific. Now we have a name. Name makes a prophecy very specific, with specific implications and applications. Agree?
Yeah.
Kedar is Arabian. Kedar is 100% Arabian. The Bible supports that. Now it doesn't stop there.
Do Jews and Christians accept when you say this that Kedar here means Arabia?
Yeah, the many Jews accepted and they became Muslim.
No, I'm saying the Christians you debate at speakers.
It's in the Bible.
What do these
James
say?
James White.
It's there.
Okay, but what do the Christians
Arabia.
Say Kedar?
It's Arabia.
I'm asking what do the Christians
say? Arabia.
The Christians agree
yes.
with you that's Arabia.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
James
yeah,
Smith was demolished on that one.
Yeah, it's in the same book, the book of Isaiah chapter 29. Chapter 21.
We are wrote a book. Muhammad in the Bible, he used verse in the same
way. I'll show you Kedar is Arabia in Isaiah 21:13.
I believe
there.
In Nabi Sassam. Okay. I'm saying, do the Christians agree that
no,
this is
No, brother, you're not getting the point.
No, you're saying there's a location.
It's not you. Yeah. It's there in the Bible that Kedar is Arabia. Okay?
I know
so
that.
It's very specific.
I know that our Khalifa used this as well.
Okay. Right. Let the people of Sela sing for joy. Oh my God. Now this is getting more specific. First Kedar, which means a lot of tribes, a lot of tents, a lot of villages and townships. Kedar, his children are spread throughout the Hijaz region. Now it gets more specific. Let the people of Sela sing for you. Sela, where is Sela? Sela is a mountain in Medina. If you Google right now, Mount Sela, S-E-L-A as it is spelled there, it is a mountain, a small mountain in Medina. Very specific. First, it brings it down to the Arabs. Then it brings it down to the very city where the Prophet ﷺ came from. Okay? Wait. Let them shout from the mountain tops. Again, it's a mountainous area.
I'll give you all okay. these signs wait, in the hadith right now for the Prophet okay, wait, Salas, wait, right
okay,
now.
Okay, now, now.
Right now, I'll give you that.
Let me finish now. Let me finish. This is vague?
Yes, it is vague. That's what the Christians
are accepting.
To substantiate your Mirza, you will reject everything in Islam.
Just like Daniel's dream.
No, this is not like Daniel's dream. You don't know what you're dealing with. Come back to
me. One sec. Let me explain something. We quote these ayahs in our books as well. Now, it's funny you jump to verse 12. Had you read the other verses, Christians actually object on literally everything there, number one. If I give
you're
you
fighting right against this?
No, I'm not. I believe in it.
You believe in it? Okay, so
Christians don't.
What is my point? My point is there are multiple.
I agree. I'll give you some as well now.
Let me make my case. There are a list of characteristics that have been explained and described. And they get narrower and narrower as we go along. They get more and more specific. First, there are general characteristics, a general description.
Does it mention mother and father name?
It doesn't have to. So it does. Actually, it does. It actually does. Yeah, Kedar is a direct ancestor of the Prophet Muhammad.
Does it say Amina and Abdullah?
It doesn't have to. Well, I'll tell you what. Listen first. What is my case? You make me painful. Let me make my case. There are general descriptions that can be labeled on anyone, but then it gets narrower.
I agree.
And it gets more specific geographically and ethnically. Geographically and ethnically. Do you both agree?
Yes. I'm finishing.
Right now, if you let me finish. Okay. So we have a very clear, explicit geographic reference to the location and the ethnic reference to the descent.
Perfect.
Okay.
Two things you
find in my question process. Is my question is now this is what our prophecy
is. Where's the ethnic reference? Where's the geographic
there are characteristics and descriptions that are general and then they get narrower.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Okay. So that we can have no, we can make no mistake.
Yes.
So the Christians and the Jews have no case on the Day of Judgment against Allah, and they don't turn around and say, you know what, there's nothing about Muhammad, there is no reference to Allah. Likewise, I'm claiming today sitting in front of you, there is nothing about Mirza.
Please be patient.
You're making it longer. By interruptions, you're making it longer. There is nothing about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Let me very quickly finish. Give me a few seconds and I'll finish. There's nothing about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, born in Qadian, to Mirza Ghulam Murtaza in Chirag Bibi, from the Mongol descent or from the Mughal descent. Mughals originally descend from Mongols. There's nothing about that geography, India or Gurdaspur or Punjab or Qadian, or about the ethnic descent of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani in the Hadith literature. If there is anything about the Mongols, the Mughals or the Indians, okay, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was not a Persian. He was not Persian, as the Ahmadis have been lying. He was Mongol. He was Mirza. Mirza means Mirzada. Mirzada means the son of a prince. And this reference was used by the Mughals. in India. He was Mughal. And Mughals descend from Babur. Babur descended from Taimur. And this, he came from a Barlas tribe, a tribe called Barlas, descended from the Mongols. And then eventually they end up with Genghis Khan. He was not Persian, he was Central Asian. Okay? He was Central Asian. So now you need to give me a reference to a prophet, a prophet coming from India or from Central Asia or from Punjab with this name or with this location and these characteristics. Ethnicity and geography.
Firstly, this prophecy you mentioned of Isaiah regarding the
this
prophet.
Is irrelevant. I just
now you spent 10 minutes on that, and I just started, and you already cut me off. The prophecy of Isaiah.
Salam. JazakAllah khair for all your hard work online. I see you online all the time. So it's a pleasure to meet you.
Lord bless you. Thank you.
So the prophecy of Isaiah 42 you mentioned, right? You said some Jews accepted Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of that. The same prophecies of the Messiah, millions of Muslims accepted Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim.
Give me.
What do you mean give me?
Give me the prophecy.
Okay, I'm getting to that. My point
geography
is...
Geography?
Yes, yes. Just let me finish. Don't cut off. Let me finish my answer. Then if I miss anything, you can ask. My point is...
Get to the... still save our time.
Brother, and my battery's about to die too. 2 hours.
It became 20 minutes because of this guy.
Let me finish. There's still billions of Christians who read this and they still don't think of Nabi Sassanam. So it's not explicit in the way you are claiming for them. It's explicit for us because we believe in Nabi Sallallahu.
So you have nothing. I'm assuming now he has nothing.
I didn't even get to my evidences yet, brother. Now, first point is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave you the time of the Messiah. Okay? Number one. Number two, you said Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim wasn't of Persian lineage. This is completely wrong. Your scholar Muhammad Hussein Badali said in Ishaat the Sunnah said that Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim's forefathers did come from Ahle Fars. Let me finish now. Do not cut off. There's an ayah in the Quran. Let me
Can
finish.
I stop you?
No, no, you cannot.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're completely jahil and ignorant about your own prophet.
I'm a Mughal myself. I know my lineage.
I'll bring Badali.
Was he Mughal? Was he Mughal?
Look, in the
historical... No, forget Badali.
See, you have to cut me off. Was Mirza Mughal? You have to cut me off because you don't want to hear the truth. Once I finish, let me finish. Look, this is unjust.
Look, he's making things up in front of me. Was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani Mughal?
Yes, he was.
Mughal.
Now, let me explain. Let me explain.
You know what Persian is?
Yes, I do.
What is a Persian?
I do know what Persian is.
What is a Persian?
What do you mean, what are Persians?
What is a Persian?
Can I answer first, then you speak?
No, make it quick.
Okay, Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim's forefathers, okay, they moved to these areas, but they were of Persian lineage. Okay.
Now what is a Persian?
Let me finish, brother. Look,
who is the Persian?
Unless it's in the Quran.
Wait.
No. I didn't cut you off. Let me finish.
Razi, who is the Persian? Quran, hello. Stop wasting time. Who is the Persian?
Ahle Faris, when Nabi Sassam made the prophecy.
Who is Farisi?
In the time, when was the prophecy made?
Which prophecy?
Nabi Sassam, the prophecy that I want to get to, but you won't let me say.
About Farsi. Yeah.
No. Okay? There's an ayah in the Quran. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. What's the tafsir of that ayah from Nabi Sassam?
You're not giving me any geography or ethnicity.
The tafsir is...
You're not giving me any geography or ethnicity.
This is the geography.
You're just making plain games.
Because you don't know the tafsir Nabi Sassam gave, you think I'm not giving you
I'm
geography.
I'm not going to take anything, not tafsir from you, because we've already checked and you're spinning our sources.
It's Tirmidhi or Abu Dawud. It's an authentic hadith. This ayah was revealed to Nabi Sassam that if you turn away, then Allah will switch you with the people who are not like you. Nabi Sassam said, Hada wa qawmuhu, hada wa qawmuhu, that it will be from the Ahle Faris. So the geography is there, but you want to reject and say Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim wasn't Ahle Faris. There's a hadith in Sunan al-Nasai of Ghazwat al-Hind. Have you heard that hadith before? Ghazwat al-Hind.
This cannot be a decent conversation. If you're going to make up things, then we're going to take another five hours.
Have you heard of Ghazwat al-Hind? Or no? The hadith of Nabi
Mirza
Sassam
was
said,
not Farisi.
Did you hear the
Mirza was not
Did you hear the hadith of Ghazwa
Mirza was not Farsi.
Did you hear the hadith of Ghazwa
Mirza was not Farsi.
He was. He was Ahle Faris. He even got We have so much proof on this. You should read the research. But wait, I'm getting to the end now. Nabi Sassan said the Messiah would descend east of Damascus. Qadian is direct
all,
east.
All lies. All
Qadian
spins.
Is in direct east.
You're just deceiving
east.
Your people
then,
into believing. Into,
you're
deceiving
the
them into believing
Sudan
this man
Desai,
who has no credibility, no references
Messiah,
in our literature. You're making things up.
I didn't cut you off even once.
Okay.
Sudan and Desai,
now watch me do this. For Joseph Smith. I can prove him. Joseph Smith can. I can prove him to be a prophet from Islamic literature.
The Sai mentions Ghazwa-i Hind. Nabi says, two groups of my ummah will be saved from the fire. Imam the Sai put it under the bab of Ghazwa-i Hind. One location is mentioned for two groups. Nabi says, two groups of my ummah will be saved from fire.
Ghazwa.
The one, two Ghazwa. Groups of my ummah.
But Ghazwa.
Yes, yes. Ghazwa is not only physical battle. Okay? Number one, Ghazwa-i Hind.
In the Quran and in the Sunnah, Ghazwa is always used for war.
It's not because
it is always used for war.
It's not because Nabi Sissim himself said.
No. Are you aware of this?
You're cutting off again.
You're lying on the Quran.
No one is lying.
Ghazwa is always used for war. Always. I'm claiming this. Always. Give me one example where Ghazwa is not used.
I'll explain right now. There's a famous usul.
Example, not explain.
Ghazwa, specifically the word jihad. No. Jihad can mean different things.
Ghazwa-i-Hind. Look, Nabi Sassim said two groups will be saved from the hellfire. The one that invades India and the one with Egypt.
Invades.
Yes.
How?
Invades.
Physically by war.
No. Look, the first group is Sir.
The Mongols did invade India, by the way. I'm helping
Brother,
you. The Mongols
help.
Did.
Hear the argument that's being about the Messiah. Nabi says,
"Let me help you. Let me help you hit this properly. If you leave the Persian case, the Mongol case, you have a stronger case because Mongols did invade India.
It's not true." Nabi Sassim said Yadaul
Mongols invaded India and got shattered, got battered by the Delhi Sultanate.
Nabi Sassim said Yadaul Harb for the Messiah. Okay? Nabi Sassim in Bukhari said Yadaul Harb. So Ghazwa for the Messiah cannot mean physical battle.
Yadaul Harb means to finish off the war by fighting.
No, it doesn't. That's your own interpretation. But Dalvi would disagree with
you.
And he wrote that. No, Ibn Hajar said, Imma al-Islam or Imma Saif. You already denied that today. Alhamdulillah. So the point is, the same, what you do, and on the Day of Judgment, what you did with Nabi Sassim's Ahadith is you sliced them in half and you said,
can you
I take the Isra ibn Marim, I don't take the Imam of Kuminkum, I take the Ghazwa-i Hind Hadith.
Calm
it
down.
Does mention India, but I want to reject it because it proves Mirza said truth.
For a second.
This is the problem.
Calm down.
I let you speak for so much, and then when I
started,
you started cutting me off.
Don't give me a long winded answer. Was Mirza Mughal?
Yes, he was.
Mughal.
Yes.
Mughal.
Yes.
Yeah. Mughals, were they Mongols?
Yes.
They were. Yes, Mongols.
But those in many
history books,
it says they married up with the Persians.
Did Mughals come from Mongols?
Yes, and they married
so
into
Mughal.
The Persians.
I'm not asking that question. From his father's side, was Mirza Mughal?
Yes,
Mongols.
This is in all the history.
Okay, Razi. Mongols and Persians are two different stocks.
Yeah. So if you read the historical books,
I know,
they married amongst each other. Did they marry amongst each other?
I have read.
Did they marry amongst
Mongols
each other?
Did Mongols did have children with Persian women?
So has it happened
yes.
from
no,
now?
No.
Yes,
he no.
is. Yes,
I am
is.
Asking. I mean, when Isaiah 42 says Kedar, it means
Hadith is east of Damascus.
No,
Hadith is India
no,
as
no,
well.
No, wait. Kedar is an ethnic reference.
Yeah.
Arabs, okay. Stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mirza was a Mongol by stock, by his origin.
Yeah.
He was not Persian. Persians.
He was.
No.
Batalvi
is not your prophet.
Batalvi
is not your prophet.
He was a Persian lineage.
You know
the Christians till today, they say, you know, Nabi Sassim wasn't from Bani Ismail.
Okay,
you know that, right? Do the Christians say this or no?
Did you know Mughals spoke Farsi?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Batalvi, when he's saying Farsi, He's talking about the language. The Mughals spoke Farsi. Okay.
Now you just lied against your Mujaddid Batalvi. And this is really sad that you don't even know the reference and you lied against it. Let me show you right now.
I'm Mughal, by the way. My lineage is all.